While it hasn't made many headlines, the war of words continues over the ongoing dispute of whether to restore the Ocklawaha River or maintain Rodman Reservoir. Both camps have kicked into high gear over the Department of Environmental Protection's plans to submit a new permit application to the St. Johns River Water Management District. The DEP plans to restore the river at Governor Lawton Child's request. But State Senator George Kirkpatrick and residents near the lake and those who use the Rodman Reservoir for fishing say leave it alone. The DEP recently contracted a major engineering firm to develop engineering plans and designs for the restoration. Their draft report is now out. Senator Kirkpatrick is especially critical of the source for the money for the DEP's recent efforts. The Environmental Protection Agency provided a $640,000 grant to the state for the project. Kirkpatrick's legislative aide, Mike Murtha.
What business is it of the EPA administrator in Atlanta to circumvent the will of the lawmakers of the state of Florida?
But regional administrator with the EPA in Atlanta, John Hankinson, sees it a different way. Hankinson's very familiar with the issue, having worked for the St. Johns River Water Management District and supported the Florida Defenders of the Environment. Hankinson says it's appropriate for the federal government to work with the state on this effort.
Well, this has always been an issue that involved both the state and the federal government very directly. And I think Marjorie Carr often stated, particularly when she was talking to Bob Graham and other federal leaders, that the federal government still had a responsibility in finishing the restoration job of the Ocklawaha River. So I think it's very appropriate for the federal government to participate in this way. Some of the funds that were available in the damages or compensation for the Exxon Valdez were earmarked for wetland restoration projects, for projects that actually created new natural sources, new wetland areas. These were evaluated nationally. A number of projects received funding. This one was very well received because there are a few projects where you have the opportunity to participate in the restoration of almost 9,000 acres of hardwood forest. So I think it's very appropriate that money was spent here.
I think it's the ultimate arrogance on a federal bureaucrat to flaunt the fact that he misappropriated money out of the Exxon Valdez oil disaster that was supposed to be for cleanup, for coastal cleanup.
Mike Murtha.
It's just a typical federal bureaucrat who trumps the will of the state of Florida. The state of Florida, the lawmakers are the ones that make the tough decisions. They're the ones that take the heat for it. They got to sit behind their natural resources committees and ways and means committees and go day in and day out from March to May and sit there and get their brains kicked in, and then they finally make a decision. And after that, all is said and done, somebody sitting up in Atlanta says, gee whiz, I've got a pot of money I can throw out here down there just, and it doesn't make any difference what the lawmaker said last spring. I'm a federal bureaucrat, so my stripes, I got a couple more stripes than they do.
Things became so heated in recent weeks that while Florida Defenders of the Environment held a fundraiser in Gainesville, Save the Rodman Dam supporters paid for a plane to pull an aerial banner over not only the FDE's benefit location, but over the University of Florida Stadium, holding 85,000 fans for the Gator-Seminole matchup. Both groups have expressed frustration over the changing players. Save the Rodman's critical of the revolving coordinators and FDE. FDE has expressed frustration over re-educating new lawmakers in the legislature year after year. Much of the tough talk focuses on numbers. Legislative aide Murtha says he's tired of claims the DEP spends $1 million a year to maintain the Rodman Reservoir. A three-year budget faxed from the DEP shows the actual cost to be around $183,000 a year. The budget report also included a few questionable items for Murtha.
They charge the reservoir for cell phone use. They bought a new truck. I don't know what the Rodman Reservoir has to do with them buying a new truck. But a whole list of array of other things. But again, $550,000 for 3 years, $183,000 a year. So you have to question the source.
Martha claims the DEP even charged helicopter rentals and aerial photography for their latest permit application against the Rodmans' expenses, a move he called inappropriate. Words are tough from both sides. Coordinator for the FDE Ocklawaha River Restoration Project, David White, is critical of Senator Kirkpatrick's ability to thwart legislative support for restoration year after year.
Well, it's classic pork barrel politics, as we have a local legislator who's adamantly opposed to the restoration, and other legislators are reluctant to take an action that would go against that local legislator's pet project in his own district.
It's a lie.
Mike Murtha.
And the beauty of it is such a lie. $183,000 is not a pork barrel, and the amount of money it returns is incredible. The funny thing about it is, and you probably heard them say it at FD at the thing on Saturday night, they're talking about classic pork barrel politics. David White and John Hankinson are walking in and acting like they are going to throw money at the Putnam County now. Talk about pork barrel. They probably meant it that way. It's going to be good for the economy in Putnam County, this restoration project, they say. Because all the money that's going to be injected into Putnam County with the restoration is going to be good for the local economy and local businesses. Who's pork barreling?
Most of the debate has centered on whether draining Rodman Reservoir will negatively impact endangered species living in and around the area. But a biological opinion from the United States Fish and Wildlife Service this year indicated no real problems with plans to drain the reservoir. FDE's David White.
And they looked at all of the endangered species out there, and they said that it would benefit the manatee and would have no adverse impacts on eagles.
For now, both sides prepare for the next legal hurdles. Senator Kirkpatrick's legislative aide, Murtha, says Rodman supporters will fight back.
You know, we'll take a look at it. Invariably, I'm sure we'll ask for administrative hearing. It'll go through the administrative hearing process.
The fight will be on in the next legislative session as well, as the DEP wants $2.1 million from the legislature toward the Ocklawaha River restoration as the agency's number one environmental priority. The battle lines remain drawn. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.